Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Terry Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Paget. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pepper Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Herb Brammer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Weiland. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Phil Cabaretta. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lonnie Frey. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tuck Steinbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Davis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Davis. And now, play ball. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields the ball and throws to Weiland covering. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heck moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heck scores. Herman moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day strikes out. Brammer throws to third, and they've got Herman trapped. The throw to Mize, and Herman is tagged out for the double play. There goes Demery. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. Cabaretta moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steinbach. The throw from Bremer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Herb Bremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bremer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Demery moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Medwick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0-for-1 in the game. Paget hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0-for-1 in the game. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Herb Brammer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brammer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brammer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brammer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day hits a pop-up towards short. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiland bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 0-for-2 in the game. Padgett hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0-for-2 in the game. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Brammer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brammer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brammer hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Padgett. Collins reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey strikes out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steinbach. The throw from Brammer and he is safe. Steinbach steals second. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Davis moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Medwick. Hack reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stu Martin pinch hits for Bob Weiland. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbach. Brown reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. Moore scores. Brown moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Medwick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.